In the middle of Siman Yud Zayin of Eretz HaTzvi, we were up to, I believe, Os Dalid, and we were discussing this notion of Klal Yisrael being an organism, that we are the only Goy. Goy Echad Ba'aretz. All of the other nations are Mishpachos Adama, but we are a Goy. We are a single unit. And that's how we described the idea of one arm hitting the other arm to punish it, being the way the Medrash understands Losikam Lositar. What's the symbolism of one arm versus another arm? Is that it doesn't make any sense because it's part of the same single body. That's Veichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad, that we are one unit, we are one singular body. Now, when it comes to the notion of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba, Perek Lamed, on the Pasuk, Lekachtem Lechem B'yom HaRishon, pre Eitz Hadar, where the Pasuk tells us that we're supposed to take Dalet Minim, so the Medrash says that the Dalet Minim represent, you know this Medrash, and the Dalet Minim represent, well, there are a few Medrashim that you probably know about this, the Dalet Minim represent four types of Jews. Ma esrog ize yesh bo tam yesh bo reyach, just like an esrog has both tam and reyach, kach Yisrael yesh bo bnei adam sheyesh bo torah v'yesh bo ma'asim tovim. The Jewish people, there are some people that have both Torah and ma'asim tovim. Kapos tamarim, we say that lulav ma tamara zu yesh bo tam ve'in bo reyach, a date has taste but no smell. In the Jews also, there are some people that have Torah, but no, Maisim Tovim. Mahadas, Yishba Reach Vein Botah, Mahadas has smell, but no taste, so too there are Jews that Maisim Tovim and not Torah. Ma'aravazu, Ein Botah, Vein Bareach. So too, Jewish people that have nothing, have neither. Kach Yishba Reach Vein Botah, Lo Torah, Lo Maisim Tovim. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yukshru Kula Maguda Achas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, according to the Medrash, bind them all together, Aguda Achas. So in the Hagos Haradal, Os Lamed Beis, on the Medrash, the Lashon of Hukshru Kulam, let them all be bound, Aguda Achas, is not really accurate. Because do we tie them all four together, Aguda Achas? No. What's left out? The Esrog is left out. So it means that they should all be b'chibor echad, they should all be held in proximity to each other. And the Talmud Chacham, that's Dom and the Esrog, shouldn't always be ba'aguda achas, with everything else, with all the others. Sometimes the Talmud Chacham, he has to feel for everybody, he has to feel connected in some way, but sometimes he needs to be a little bit separate from everybody else. So Sfas Emes, in his Chidushim to Meseches, in his Chidushim to Chag HaSukkos, and again, we're still in Eretz HaTzvi. He's quoting Sfas Emes, for real. Sfas Emes, in his Chidushim to Sukkos, writes that it's hard to understand the mitzvah of Arava and Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah, we get rid of the other meaning, and we use the Arava. Lama bacharu chachameinu zal ba'arava yosmi b'chol aminim. If you're going to keep one, right? If you can get rid of the other three, you can keep one. Why choose the Arava? The Arava is the low life. The Arava is the guy that has no Torah, no Maisim Tovim. It's ein batam, ein barech. So says this Sfas Emes, Adrava. He hanosenes. That's exactly why we choose the Arava. Because he doesn't have Torah, he doesn't have Maisim Tovim. What does he have? Says this Sfas Emes, Tfila. No Torah, no Maisim Tovim, but at least he has Tfila. That it's kolam arev b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that can daven with a nice voice to Hashem. That's why the Arava, when we compare the Dalet Minim to body parts, the Arava is which body part? The lips, because the lips produce tefila. That's the difference between an Arava and what the Gemara says, a tzaftzifa, that you're not allowed to use, because it's not ein piha chalak. What does ein piha chalak mean? It means that its surface is not smooth, but, you know, speaking allegorically, ein piha chalak. Its mouth does not offer proper tefilos. So Chazal Dafka on Hoshana Rabbah, which is the day of tefila, wanted us to take an Arava, because the Arava represents someone who doesn't have any Torah to rely on, doesn't have Maisim Tovim to rely on. All he's got is his tefilos. And that's the chain that the Arava has in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the ability to be humbled in front of God in tefila. And that's Bechinas Emuna, that we're Mashuch Kenachal, the Arve Nachal, that it's that we follow in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just simply, even though we don't have any great zuchuyos. So we choose that which is Doma La'arava, but if you're, as long as you're Naki Minachet, even if you don't have mitzvahs, even if you don't have Torah, but you're Naki Minachet, that's good enough to make your tefillah, to make your tefillah special. But the Arava has to be aware. He has to be self-aware. The person who's Doma La'arava has to know that he doesn't have Torah and Ma'aseh Tovim, and therefore he has to become batel to the other minim. Tzavtzafa, that grows on the mountains, is possible for Arava, because he thinks, I'm up on the mountains, I'm independent. No, he has to know that he's Arve Nachal, that he's in a low place, that he's growing in an area that's very low, and he's just going along with the flow of everybody else, that he doesn't have this sense of gaiva. And that's the only way that tefillah works. Tefillah always has to be with a sense of hachna'a, a sense of anava. So from the Sfasemes, it turns out that just like we are not ma'aged in this aguda, in this binding, Jews who are mishumadim, who are hemer das, who are no longer religious, and who become convert to other religions, and we don't bind them together with people who are careful about Torah and mitzvot, because those people don't have a chelik in Klal Yisrael. So too, those who have thrown off the ol ha'emuna, that are not interested in emuna b'Hashem Yisbarach, even if they did not convert to another religion, they don't belong with everybody else. Because a Jew expresses his Judaism, but it has to be, even if he doesn't express his Judaism properly, it has to be based on yesodos of emuna. And if he has different emuna, different beliefs than we do, then he doesn't believe in Torah min Hashemayim, he doesn't believe in Metzias Hashem, he doesn't believe in Hashgacha Pratis, then he's as if he's Hamer Ladas Acher, as if he converted to Christianity or to some other religion. Because every religion has its certain core beliefs. Those who believe in those core beliefs, who believe in foreign core beliefs, are even if they don't subscribe to Christianity or Islam or whatever, but they don't believe in the beliefs of Judaism, it's ki'ilu, they converted to a different religion, because it may not be a known religion, it may not be Christianity or Islam, but it's not Judaism. Because Judaism is defined by its beliefs. So if a person doesn't believe in the core beliefs of Judaism, whatever he is, it's not Jewish. So even though he certainly has Kedushas Yisrael, and if he's Mekadesh Anisha, Kiddush of Kiddushin, right? You have a person who converted to Christianity, and he takes a ring, and he goes to a girl, says, Ram Mekadesh, the B'tavaz, Mekadesh, Moshe, Yisrael, in front of two Edom, Mekadeshas, right? So he certainly has Kedushas Yisrael, just like a Ger, who the Gemara in Yavama says, if a Ger is Chozer L'suro, he goes back to his old practices. He goes back, you know, he decides, I gave up on the Judaism thing already. Well, there is no giving up on Judaism. He still has Kedushas Yisrael, but it's as if he's Hemer Ladas Acheres, and he's not part of that Siruf of the Umma HaYisraelis. And he says Rav Shechter, this is a major point that the Sfas Emes is making, because Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Mem Dalid Amud Aleph tells us that a Jew, Afal Pi Shechata Yisrael, what does it mean, Afal Pi Shechata Yisrael? You know what? Yeah, no matter how much you sin, you'll always be a Jew. There's no changing being a Jew. But that's only to say that you have Kedushas Yisrael, no matter what you do. And therefore, if you're Mekadesh Nisha, Kedush of Kedushin. But you're not part of, and this is the great Chiddush of the Sfas Emes, Rav Shechter is highlighting, you have Kedushas Yisrael, but you're not part of the Umma HaYisraelis. You're not part of the Jewish nation. And therefore, you're not mitzarif, you're not misachid with the rest of the Bnei Yisrael to be a singular unit. And along those lines, Rav Shechter said he heard from the Rav Zatzal in explaining the Gemara Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel. There's a machlokas Rabbi and Chachamim if Yom Kippurim is mechaper even for those who don't do tshuva. Right? Does Yom Kippur mechaper automatically, or do you have to do tshuva for Yom Kippur to be mechaper? So even according to Rebbe, that it's mechaper for those even who don't do tshuva. Imagine that. I remember I was once listening to the radio on driving around on Erev Yom Kippur, and Steve Summers was hosting a show. This is not an Eretz Tzvi, this is my own ad-lib. Steve Summers was hosting a show, and a guy calls up and he says, Steve, I've got a problem. He says, you know, v'smach ziyid, what can I help you with? And the, if you know Steve Summers, he speaks Yiddish on the radio. So the guy says, the Yankees are playing tonight, but it's Yom Kippur tonight. So what am I supposed to do? Should I watch the game, or or should I go to services? So Steve said, watch the game and then gain instant atonement. That was his Eitzah, right? Is that something you could do? Can you watch the game and gain instant atonement? Says Rebbe, not exactly, but says Rebbe, yes, you don't even have to do tshuva. You don't have to do Yom Kippur's Mechaper without tshuva. Wild! Yom Kippur's Mechaper without tshuva. So says Rav Soloveitchik, it's not Mechaper for everybody without tshuva. It's only Mechaper for people who are part of the Umma HaYisraelis. Not Mechaper for people, even if people who have Kedushas Yisrael, but if they're not part of the Umma HaYisraelis, if they're Hemer Das, they're Megalopanim LaTorah, they're Porik Ol, they're Mefres Bris Basar, they disassociate with the Umma HaYisraelis, Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper. And we have to understand, though, why? What's the message to make? Which Aveira you do for Yom Kippur not to be a Mechaper? So that's what Soloveitchik said, that Kapara of Yom Kippurim is not a Kapara for individuals, like a Karban Asham is a Kapara for the guy who brings the Karban, someone who pays Kofar, it's a Kapara for him, but a Kapara, it's a Kapara for the Tzibur, and those who are Apikorsim, those who are Porkei Ol, who are Megali Panam Batar Shalok Alacha, who are Mefer Bibris, those who reject, they're not part of Klal Yisrael, even though they have Kedushas Yisrael. Very critical chiluk, a difference between Kedushas Yisrael versus Klal Yisrael. And as far as the issue of being Mefer Bibris Basar, that's also not a part of Klal Yisrael, even though you have Kedushas Yisrael. Rav Shechter expands on that. The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Dalet Amud Beis tells us that a mumar la arelus shchitas ukshera. If someone is a mumar la arelus, he's an arel, he doesn't have a bris mila. If he does a shchita, it's kosher, because we assume a mumar la davarechur is not a mumar la kala tarakula. That just because you reject one particular mitzvah in the Torah doesn't mean that you're an absolute mumar la kala tarakula. And that's paskind in Shulchan Aruch and Yardeas and Beis of Zayin. So that can be explained based on the bracha Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Beten, where we say Tziva Lahatzil Yedidus She'erenu Mishachas Leman Briso Asher Sambiv Serenu. And Rashi in the Sechah Shabbos in Parakor Blazer Demila quotes the pasuk in the Nevuah of Zechariah that Gam as Bedam Brischa Shalachti Asirecha Mibar Ein Mayim Bo, that in the Zechus of Mila we're saved from Gehenna. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yitasim Ralph, Poshe Yisrael, Ein Or Gehenim Sholetas Behem. That even Poshe Yisrael, the Or of Gehenim, is not going to consume them. When it says, Ovre Be'im HaKabacha, that's Ahud Mechayvi Yishayt Begehenim Vasi Avram Avinu Masklu Mekabaluhu. That those who have a Bris Mila, Avram Avinu is going to come and is going to rescue from Gehenim. Bar mi Yisrael Shabal Basakum Demashcha Orloso V'lom Mevashkerle, that V'lom Mevashkerle, as opposed to someone who's Moshech Bar Loso, who denies his Bris Mila, where Avram Avinu is going to leave him be. He's not going to recognize him as a Jew. He's as if he's Eino Nimal. So based on that, we understand very well that someone who's made for Bris Basar is disassociating with the Jewish people. Krisa Sabris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Korisim Avram Avinu, included all of these inyanim. It included that believing in Achdus Hashem, being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mila, not marrying a non-Jewish woman. I just got a text today from a Talmud. My cousin's marrying a non-Jew and wants to talk to me, wants to have a conversation. Right? Well, what do I tell him? Right? This is one of the core the ways to define who you are as part of the Umma HaYisraelis. A person who marries a non-Jew, Avram Avinu no longer recognizes him. It says if he was Moshech Bar Lasso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram and his children Eretz Canaan. Yishmael and Esav, who married Nashim Nachrios, are not included in that bris, and therefore they don't have a zuchus in Eretz Yisrael. All of these four things go together. Believing in Achdus Hashem, Mitzvahs Mila, not marrying non-Jews, and getting Eretz Yisrael. They all go together. These four Yisodos are what it takes to be considered part of Klal Yisrael, part of the Umma HaYisraelis. Someone who marries a non-Jew is not part of the Umma HaYisraelis. Just like someone who's not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mila, and just like someone who doesn't believe in the Yisodos of Emuna. And the same is true of someone who doesn't believe, says Rav Shechter. What's the fourth one? What was it? Eretz Yisrael. Someone who doesn't believe that Eretz Yisrael is our land. that he has a shaychus to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is what connects us, it's what combines us all together. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Gimel tells us that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh only began. What's Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh? What does that tell us? That we're all responsible for each other, meaning we're all a single unit, meaning we are all a goy, we are all an Umah Yisraelis. You know when that started, the Gemara says? When we entered, not at Har Sinai, when we entered Eretz Yisrael. Our rave was only started when we passed over the Yarden. That din, that we wanted to be mitzarif to each other, and Umah Yisrael is to be a chativa achas, that only begins when we're nichnas in Eretz Yisrael. The Abne Nezer writes that even now that we're in Galus, we still have a din of Arvus, even though we're in Galus, but the makom of a Jew is in Eretz Yisrael. And when we are in Galus, we are considered golden, we are considered exiled, because this is not our place. But if a Jew were to be kofer ba'artzo, if a Jew were to deny, you know, you have these BDS Jews, you have, what do they call it, J Street or whatever, right? You have these Jews who are so left-wing that they've fallen off the cliff, right? You have Jews who do not believe that we have any connection to Eretz Yisrael, who has no hargasha that Eretz Yisrael is his land. He's hotzias atzmo min haklal. He was mafkia himself from the Umah Yisraelis. Wow. So, in fact, Rav Shach says he heard from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that those who work in Kiruv, even if they can only be mashpia on a Jew, that he shouldn't marry a non-Jew. And that's all he's able to do. Just be mashpia on him, not to marry a non-Jew. That's a huge accomplishment. Because he was matzliach that the person should remain part of Klal Yisrael. That he should remain part of the Umah Yisraelis. And Rav Shach said, I heard those who say, where does he get that from? That dafka, you know, there are lots of averos. Is marrying a non-Jew worse than being baal anida? He's going to marry a Jew, the woman's going to be anida. That's chiv kares. If she doesn't keep taras hamishpacha, no? So marrying a non-Jew is worse. It's maybe a lav. It's even hard to figure out which lav it is. Why is it worse? No, why is it worse? Because you're giving up being part of the Umay Yisraelis. The Mukar is the Gemara in Erevin that we mentioned before, based on Pesukim Parshas Lech Lecha, that Avraham Avinu is Podim Gehenim, only those who are Shaykh to Klal Yisrael. And there are people that have Kedushas Yisrael but are not part of the Umay Yisraelis. That's a Mumal Arelis, someone who's married to a Nachris, someone who decided not to believe in the Yisrael de Samuna, or someone who has no Shaykh to Eretz Yisrael. And that, he says, we can explain with that Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel that even according to Rebbe, that Kaparas Yom HaKippurim is going to be Chal, even for those who don't do tshuva, but only if you're part of Klal Yisrael. Kaparas Yom HaKippurim is going to be Chal only b'toras Kaparas HaTzibur, for someone who associates himself as part of Klal Yisrael. Those who are Mumala Arelus or Apikorsim are not part of Klal Yisrael anymore, and therefore do not have that benefit. Okay, we'll stop there.